I'm Alana Rocha with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. We begin in Austin, where the police department is figuring out how to move forward with the city council's unanimous vote this week to take a third of APD's budget and reinvest it in social services. The vote to cut the police budget came after officers and the city's top cop faced months of criticism over the killing of an unarmed Black and Hispanic man, the use of force against anti-police brutality protesters, and the investigation of a demonstrator's fatal shooting by another citizen. Those criticisms coincided with protests across Texas and the country calling for reforms on police tactics and the defunding of law enforcement in favor of redistributing funds to social services and alternative public safety programs. Governor Greg Abbott said Austin officials' vote puts the brave men and women of the Austin Police Department and their families at greater risk, and vowed that the Texas Department of Public Safety will stand in the gap. Turning now to the pandemic and its effects on the state's economy, the latest figures posted Thursday showed more than 51,000 Texans filed initial applications for unemployment relief last week. It's the lowest number of weekly initial applications filed since mid-March, when state officials ordered businesses closed to limit the spread of the new coronavirus. Since that time, about 3.2 million Texans have applied for unemployment insurance, more than in all of 2019. The bar industry is one that continues to take a hit. At a news conference Thursday, Governor Greg Abbott said coronavirus hospitalizations and the number of positive cases must decrease before he'll allow bars to reopen. Abbott said he's read or talked with infectious disease doctors who rate bars a leading transmission zone, highlighting that patrons cannot easily isolate, have to remove their masks to drink, and, after having a few, are less likely to take the proper precautions to avoid spreading the virus. In late June, after a recent surge of Texas coronavirus cases, the governor shut down bars for a second time and scaled restaurant capacity to 50%. Abbott said he'd need to see the state's positivity rate, the percentage of tests taken that yield positive results, drop below 10% for a sustained period of time and for hospitalizations to decrease. State health officials are investigating the state's high positivity rate, which climbed to an average of 25% for the week ending August 11th. According to data released Thursday, it's fallen to 16%, thanks to a record increase in the number of tests reported. 2 weeks earlier, the average positivity rate was around 14%. Abbott pointed to a few factors that have contributed to the high rates: fewer people getting tested for COVID-19, and a drop in surge testing operations that took place in July in various coronavirus hotspots. Soon, some college football fans here in the Lone Star State will be seeing games in person. But between limiting stadium capacity, mandating masks, and testing athletes, there's a lot to keep in mind. We lay out what you need to know at texastribune.org. I'm Alana Rocha with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Lowy Law Firm. Adam Lowy created his firm with a bold new vision. Explore how they help injured Texans at lowyfirm.com.